USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wraps up 2 days of NATO meetings with an unscheduled news conference, saying a lot of progress has been made, also saying NATO members had agreed to step up defense spending. The president now in Britain to begin a two-day working visit there with top officials, including Prime Minister Theresa May. Before leaving the NATO meeting, though, the president was also looking ahead to the meeting he'll have on Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland.
We want to find out about Syria. We will, of course, ask your favorite question about meddling. I will be asking that question again. But we'll also be talking about other things. We'll be talking about Ukraine.
The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index is up year over year by 2.9%, the fastest pace in 6 years. This is USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off. 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Endro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Endro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Mexico's next president will be meeting soon with top Trump administration officials, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
President-elect Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador scheduled to meet on Friday with President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner. Lopez Obrador saying the focus of the conversations, which will be held in Mexico City, will include renegotiation of NAFTA and how economic development in Mexico might be able to stop illegal migration to the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Senate has passed a resolution calling for congressional involvement in decisions on tariffs. Arizona Republican Jeff Flake said the president's abusing a national security waiver to penalize U.S. allies.
This is an abuse of that authority. That's why Congress needs to speak up today.
The administration has threatened another $200 billion in tariffs on Chinese products. This is USA.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
Elon Musk says he will provide funding to fix contaminated water in Flint, Michigan. The Tesla billionaire promising on Twitter that he will fund fixing the water in any house in Flint that has contamination above FDA-approved levels. Flint's water supply was contaminated with lead in 2014 after the city changed its water source from Lake Huron to the Flint River in an effort to save money. A federal court ruling says TSA screeners at airports have virtual immunity from claims of assault and false arrest. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia saying airport screeners cannot be sued because they are not investigative or law enforcement officers. The ruling involving a Florida woman who sued the TSA for false arrest and imprisonment after a security check ended with her being jailed. The judges who ruled in the majority did say they sympathize with the idea that flyers don't have much opportunity to file grievances when they are mistreated. And 10 volunteer firefighters in North Carolina are being charged with arson. Deputies in Robeson County say they arrested the 10 after a year-and-a-half-long investigation into dozens of intentionally set fires in wooded areas and also at abandoned structures. The alleged arsonists, all volunteers at local fire departments, most of them appearing before a judge yesterday, accused of being involved in a 2-year conspiracy that involves setting over 90 fires.